No one in South Carolina has more live and local sports than WCCP. No one. We are 105.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Got a lot to do today. And part of that, on every single Tuesday, we bring in the best in the business. So we bring in our South Carolina football and recruiting expert, Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Good morning, Tony. How you doing this morning?
Doing well, Mickey. How about you?
We are fantastic. Since we last spoke, South Carolina gets a 2020 offensive lineman, Isaiah Walker, from Miami, Florida, and their third 2020 commitment. Tell us about Walker and what kind of offensive lineman the Gamecocks are getting.
Yeah, he's in the 6'4", 305, 310 range, and is a player that offensive line coach Eric Wolford scouted in person late last year and has been in touch with ever since, and the two of them have built a good relationship, and Walker felt like Wolford was the guy that could get the most out of him going forward, and decided to go ahead and pull the trigger on a commitment. I expect him to camp at South Carolina this summer to come get a better feel for the program and what everything is about, but they did decide to go ahead and accept his commitment, and should be a good developmental guy.
Looking at that, you got two offensive linemen. Right, we're saying two offensive linemen in this class. Murphy, is that right? Murphy and Fox in the 2019 class. Is it two so far in this class?
I think they have three. Mark Fox, Vincent Murphy, and yeah, I guess it is. And Jalen Nichols.
Okay. He's going to play offense.
He's an offensive tackle. Yeah. Okay. They've offered him as an offensive tackle. Yeah.
It seems to me that I don't know if this is a Muschamp thing or a Wolford thing. Maybe it's changed a little bit, but I don't know. Looking back, and I guess Sean Elliott did as well, offensive line is the toughest line, a toughest position to really project to, and the numbers are there. Have you noticed a lot of difference in what kind of lineman that Wolford is looking for as compared to maybe what Sean Elliott and the previous administration was looking for?
Well, I think Wolford really puts a premium on athleticism and also knows what he's looking for in terms of aggressiveness and physicality. And I think he offers more players offers more players who play defensive line at the high school level and does a good job of projecting those guys to make the transition to offense. And he had some success with that approach last time he was at South Carolina, and also, you know, previous stops in his college coaching career. So I don't think there's a huge difference in terms of you know, because any offensive line coach, of course, will tell you the same thing. He wants athleticism, he wants physicality, aggressiveness, all those things. And I don't mean to say that Sean Elliott wasn't looking for those things, but certainly I think Wolford has a good idea of what he's looking for, and he's not afraid, once he finds what he's looking for, to go ahead and offer a guy, even if nobody else has offered. He pulls the trigger quickly, and usually on those guys, he ends up being right, and a lot of other teams offer after him. So I think he's done a good job in a short period of time of getting the offensive line moving in the right direction.
And this staff right now, still on the road, calendar-wise, kind of give us an idea of where they are as far as the evaluation period, and if there's any major things that we've learned from it. I know sometimes in hindsight, would tell us that they might have made some strategy, maybe a big move at a certain guy, a certain school, but anything we could tell, I asked you this a few weeks ago, anything we tell about where the guys have been so far, and maybe what that might tell us about the future commitments of the class?
Yeah, they'll be on the road through the end of this month. and then they'll begin preparing for their big official visit weekend that they have scheduled for the weekend of June 2nd. And then, of course, summer camps are right around the corner, and you know, Muschamp and all of his coaches really put a big emphasis on camp and getting players in to work with them and learning more about them. I think the biggest storyline of the evaluation period for South Carolina so far has just been the number of offers that they've extended, you know, whether it's, you know, 2019, 2020, or even 2021 players. They've been very active in you know, seeing players perform in spring practice and the weight room and learning more about their academic situations, you know, whatever the case may be. But they're pulling the trigger on a number of offers, and also I think doing a good job of lining up, getting as many of those players as they can into camp this summer. We've talked to a number of guys that said they're coming, and like I said, they really put a premium on that and feel like they learn a lot about what type of person some of these guys are, how they learn, how they gel with the coaching staff, how they would mix in personality-wise with the players on the team. So this is an important stretch, you know, this evaluation period on into what happens in June and July.
Gamecocks so far, one quarterback, one wide receiver, two tight ends, three offensive linemen, a defensive tackle, a defensive end. Is there an area where, I don't say done, but they've really, really done well numbers-wise? Is there an area, a position where maybe there's a little concern either who they don't lead on right now or maybe there's just not a lot of great players in the area? Is there, position-wise, a good and bad news of any spot so far?
Well, I think they've done a good job of meeting their needs at tight end. With Trayvon Kenyon and Keyshawn Tony, they really, you know, they wanted to find a big physical blocking type guy and then an athletic receiving threat, and I think they did that with those two guys, and they feel like they're in good shape going forward there, and will, you know, assuming Kenyon and Tony stick with their commitments, you know, they're done at tight end. They're probably only going to take one more receiver in this class to go with Jamario Holly. And I expect that picture to become clear after summer camp. You know, Brian McClendon likes to get those guys in and work with them in person before really going full speed, and unless it's just a no-brainer guy that he feels great about. You know, the secondary is, you know, it's a similar approach there. Travis Robinson, even Will Muschamp, they both really like to get them in camp before they go full speed, unless it's a no-brainer guy like a Chris Steele or somebody like that. So, they haven't done much in terms of commitments in the secondary, but I think that's by design, and I think things are really starting to take shape there in June and July after they've had those guys in to work with them. I think there's some that they know they can get. There's some that they know they're in a battle with some top schools, and I think they're intentionally being patient there to see how some things play out.
That being said, as far as where they are in going into year three, and I don't know if you can count that first recruiting class with Muschamp as well. How does this class stack up to the other classes? Very, very early now, because you're only about halfway through, or maybe a little more than halfway through. How does this class stack up athletically, rankings wise, and your expectation to where these first few classes have been?
Well, I think they're in a position for this to be the best class they've signed yet. I really like the 2018 class, but I think the 2019 class is set up to be a notch or two better if they can you know, put it together the way I think they're set up to as of today. Now, of course, they have to still land those players and go on to have a good season to keep everything in place. So, you know, there's still a lot of variables between now and next February, but I think they've really worked hard, and I think those efforts are starting to pay off with some of the bigger names they're involved with in a good position with. So I think they're pretty happy about where things stand right now.
Got a text here from a Gamecock fan wanting to know if there is a guy or two that is currently committed but might look around. Is there anybody on the radar that might be more an easier target for other schools?
I think, yes, Jakeem Green is a guy who has been offered by Alabama. You know, he's a junior college defensive tackle that is from South Carolina, and I think the coaching staff, you know, got a good jump on him and has a good relationship with him. But he's starting to get more offers, and you know, Alabama is obviously one that is going to get just about any player's attention, especially a defensive player. So I think you could potentially see him take some other visits. Ryan Helinski was offered by UCLA and Ohio State recently. You know, certainly they're going to have to keep an eye on that one and make sure nothing changes, because quarterback is, I don't even think it's close. I think quarterback is the most important position for them in this class in terms of needing to sign a big-time player for the future. And I think Helinski fits the bill, but they have to hold on to him. And you know, they've continued to recruit a couple of other guys in the 2019 class, primarily as an insurance policy in case something changes with Helinski, because they don't want to be left holding the bag. And if something changed with him and he decided to go elsewhere, they want to make sure they have some relationships with other players and are still in position to sign a quality guy if they were to miss on him. But I think everything's fine with him. And I think he and the coaches spoke last night, and it looks like things are fine, but they still have to protect themselves going forward. But other than that, I don't really know of anyone that's looking around. You know, Mark Fox is a guy that kind of committed out of the blue. He's from South Florida and does have some offers from some of the in-state schools down there. So, you know, you never know with a guy like that, but he did visit this spring and had a great time. And I think he's firmly committed as of today, but I wouldn't be shocked if he ends up taking some visits.
You mentioned quarterback, and obviously Helinski is a big deal here, having to have a playmaker. You talked about pass rush in the past. I know secondary in the past, more playmakers on offense. If there is a second priority outside of quarterback and getting that dynamic playmaker, what area might that be?
I think you touched on them. I think defensive line. I think, you know, a guy like Zach Pickens, a guy like Joseph Anderson, four-star player out of Tennessee who's leaning to him, will visit. Both of those guys will be on campus that first weekend in June. Savion Jackson's another one. You know, they really like all three of those guys, and they need to continue to build their depth and just get, not just pressuring the passer, but just their overall depth and talent on the defensive line. Secondary, I think they are still short of some elite playmakers, guys that, you know, can, whether it's a cornerback who can shut down one side of the field or make a game-changing interception, or even a safety that's going to make receivers think twice about going over the middle. I think they're still missing some guys like that. So, you know, the more they can add. And then just game breakers on offense. You know, I think they've got Debo Samuel right now, but other than him, they don't really have a guy that you know, the opposing defense is just worried about. You know, this guy could take you to the house at any moment. And I think they need more guys like that can really put pressure on the defense they're facing.
All right, looking at the, you know, it's that time of year now where some kids are starting to announce end of their junior year, spring practice ending up, and before camps, all this kind of stuff. Do we have any guys that we're closely like, on, I don't want to say commitment watch, but guys that you wouldn't be surprised if in the next, say, week or two or maybe even 3 weeks you might hear some sort of commitment from?
Well, Joseph Anderson, I think, is definitely a guy to watch. Who I mentioned a little bit ago, he's a four-star defensive end who's going to be on campus first weekend in June, and really has, I think, the last step in the process is just getting his parents down and getting their approval on everything. He's visited more than once and loves the program, really has a good relationship with Bobby Bentley. And I think as long as his parents feel comfortable with everything, he'll commit either on his visit or shortly after. You know, Zach Pickens, I don't know that it'll be in the next two or three weeks, but I think he's a guy that you could see potentially pull the trigger by the end of the summer. And it would be a huge get for them. Warren McClendon, four-star offensive tackle out of the state of Georgia, I think is getting close. I think South Carolina is the leader there, although Florida, Georgia, and some other teams are trying to get him to slow the process down. But I think just based on what he's been telling the Gamecock coaches, I think he's getting pretty close on a commitment. Curtis Mann, another four-star type defensive lineman, is another one who has talked about maybe committing this summer, but see how that one plays out.
All right, before I let you go, what's coming up on thebigspur.com? A lot of things, obviously, on the horizon. Tell us about thebigspur.com and how fans can subscribe and really what's on the horizon.
Yeah, absolutely. We've recently undergone some some changes to the interface that a lot of the fans really enjoyed. So for anyone out there who hasn't been on the site lately and wants to check it out, it'd be a great time to jump on board. You just go to thebigspur.com and sign up in a couple of minutes. And there'll be a lot of great recruiting information coming out over the next couple of months from the rest of the evaluation period on into summer camps. And we'd love to have anyone out there who's considering it to join the site today.
The best in the business place to subscribe is thebigspur.com. Tony, appreciate the help, man. Have a great week, and we'll look forward to visiting with you next week if we can.
Sounds good. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, man. That's our friend Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Priority one is our priority here. We're their priority. We know that they have us safe and sound. I told you Ben got a little upgrade at his home the other day. That's great. One of the top 25 security integrators in the country is priority one. They're now in 18 different states. They're expanding into new markets. These technologies, these great services that they have, all these great apps that they had. Ben was here talking about the Ring doorbell app. I think that's one of the coolest things ever. To be able to talk to someone at your door and thwart. Very few times I use the word thwart, but you can thwart a potential burglar with all this. And the video alarm system, the Total Control app. Hey, if you're going to break into my house, be sure to smile for the cameras. Cameras everywhere around mine. Another great part of why Priority One is a big at our home and big here at WCCP. If you notice how great our cameras are here, Zach. Like really high def cameras, getting exact details of who's doing what around here. Cool stuff. Great technology for your home or for your business is PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's the number one, PriorityOneSecurity.com. We'll take a short break. Clemson got a football commitment yesterday. We'll tell you who and what that means when you return to the Mickey Paula Show. More right after this.
When you ride the Cat Bus, it has the triple effect of helping to reduce our dependence on foreign oil. Cat Bus lessens our impact on our environment, and riding the Cat Bus helps stimulate economic growth and development by creating green jobs. Cat Bus saves money. Cat Bus saves energy. Cat Bus saves our planet. Download the Cat Bus app today or go online at catbus.com for more information. Serving Clemson, Seneca, Central, and Pendleton. Cat Bus. Cat Bus. Cat Bus. Save money. Save energy. Save the planet.
I'm here with Lucian Lee of Hales Jewelers. When the occasion is worth remembering, it's worth a gift from Hales. How so?
A gift of fine jewelry is all about memories. Wonderful occasions, momentous events, exchanges of true love. We're blessed to be part of it. When it really matters, people choose Hales.
Helping to make loving occasions memorable.
Hales on Haywood Road, a little south of the mall.
Capital One presents Congress finalizing the Louisiana purchase.
Napoleon will never go for our offer. It's too low.
He's too low.
You're a nincompoop.
Oh, Jefferson has something.
Gentlemen, I've just received word from my Capital One app. The Louisiana purchase is complete.
Instant purchase notifications from Capital One, so you won't miss a purchase. Technology this helpful could make history.
What's in your wallet?
Not available for debit cards. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Spring is here. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and we are spring cleaning at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca. Come see us for the lowest mattress prices around and get your box spring free with your purchase. Or pamper yourself and upgrade to an adjustable base and spend your summer in a sleep paradise. From soft to firm, with 8 sizes to choose from, come visit Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca and take home your perfect mattress today. Located in Seneca across from Chick-fil-A.
Is bigger really better? Not when it comes to your family's medications. Whether it's mail order or a big box store, they don't know you like the local pharmacist at Corner Drug Store or Patrick Square Pharmacy. They're here when the mail is late or you're waiting behind someone buying groceries or motor oil. Corner Drug Store in Pickens and Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Part of this community, just like you. For your meds, shop local at Patrick Square Pharmacy in Clemson. Corner Drug Store in Pickens. Small town feel, big time service.
If you live near or in a 30-mile radius of Anderson and you're living paycheck to paycheck, do you need a used car, truck, or SUV but don't have any money? Could you just use a lucky break? Just get to Anderson Ford's Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale. Other dealers say no. Anderson Ford says yes, yes, yes. Vehicles priced from just $39.99 with payments as low as $109 a month. If your bills are late, you're divorced, behind on alimony, even bankrupt, Anderson Ford could put you in a used car, truck, or SUV with just $1 down. It's the Anderson Ford Credit Doesn't Matter Lucky Break Start of Summer Clearance Sale you've been waiting for. Just $1 down if you have a job. Going on right now at Anderson Ford on Clemson Boulevard off Exit 19 in Anderson, or online at AndersonFordSC.com. Plus tax, tag, title, and registration. See dealer for details.
Are you hungry? Local Q has revised our menu to include all of your favorite monthly specials from the last 6 months. Nashville Hot Chicken Bites, Oxtail Tacos, our local Cubano Sandwich, Daily Smoked Chicken, and much more. Come and see if your favorite made the cut. You can see our menus and specials at LocalQ.com. Please don't be offended. We do ID everyone. Local Q, the place to connect for beer, barbecue, and board games.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Vicki and Zach.
Welcome back, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053, harbinlumber.com. Full service lumber yard, everything you need, upstate builders, remodelers, and handymen. But it's not like just a 100 years of treating people right and doing it right. They team with you. They work with you. They find out, like, your niche and your business. And they know that, like, certain people do bathroom remodels or upscale bathroom remodels or upscale decks or, you know, low-income remodels. They know, they want to know and like help you through all of this. And so it's really cool that they help maximize your returns, help minimize your time constraints, really help you become more efficient time and money. So great friends at very, very good friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com. Harbin Lumber, remember the number, 353-5053, 353-5053. On our Twitter feed, you know, every single tweet gets read online. Mainly because you can't be anonymous with Twitter. You can, but it doesn't really work out all that much. Are you over with your Twitter war?
I was never in a Twitter war. I just happened to facilitate one last night by accident. Completely by accident.
Yeah.
Are you over with your text wars?
Yeah.
You're done. You've won them?
Yeah, I won. Believe me, I won that one. Chad the Mailman said, I looked all day, but I can't find that Cooter and Pork Skin show because it's Cooter and Pork Rind.
Come on, man.
Not Cooter and Pork Skin.
Pork Rind.
Wally writes in, I'm a Man fan, Man U fan too. What's it going to take for you to become an Atlanta U fan? I don't have time to become an Atlanta U fan.
You can't get behind Atlanta United?
No, here's why.
Come on, man.
Here's why. I have a limited amount of soccer time that I can allocate, and it's not very much, by the way, bro. So, not only am I only a Manchester United fan, I only watch Manchester United in the Premiership and in the Champions League. I don't watch FA Cup, FA Shield, Community Shield, friendlies. I don't do any of that.
Sure.
I only watch Manchester United in Premiership and Champions League. That's it. I don't watch the World Cup. I don't watch the Olympics. I don't watch the ML. I don't watch any of that. Only thing you watch is Manchester United, Premiership, and Champions League. That's it. So I'm sorry, I can't do that. Toby writes in, play Diggins and Larry Fedora, please. Well, look, they asked. We have to do it. Diggins just gets you fired up for life.
So close for the U.S. on so many occasions. Now moving up on the inside. Into second place.
They're all completely gassed. They've given it everything on the club. Obaki, Steven Nielsen leading. Jesse Diggins into the final turn. Can Diggins answer?
As the roars rattle around the cross-country stadium in Pyeongchang, Sweden, the U.S., and Norway come into the line.
Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden. Yes! Jesse Diggins to the line.
Yes!
And it is Jesse Diggins delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history. The first ever cross-country gold medal for the U.S.
Here comes Diggins! You see why that's important, Zach? Because a lot of people right now heading to work are completely gassed.
Sure, sure.
And they have their own Kabelbagen today. And the Kabelbagen might be in the form of the meeting with the general manager for the performance review.
You never want to get that email.
And it might be completely gassed. But they need Diggins for gold, gold, gold. Here comes Diggins to get them through that meeting. I think it needs to be a daily routine here on the show. Here comes Diggins. Your own personal Kabelbagen, getting you through it all. I got a funny story to tell you.
By all means.
Yesterday was my grandmother's 94th birthday. For Mother's Day and my grandmother's 94th birthday, Meredith sent her a photo album of our wedding. About 30 pages and that kind of stuff.
How sweet.
It really was. So I called her yesterday. My grandmother was born and raised in Belfast, Northern Ireland. And met my granddad during the war, World War II, and talked about during the honeymoon, had to get underneath the beds in London on a quick little honeymoon. He was on a weekend furlough, and the buzz bombs are going off all over the place. Anyway, she comes to America. She's this unbelievable person. He passed away in 93. So, you know, she spent, what's that? How far is 93 from now? That's
25 years.
She spent 25 years without him, right? She's done great. She still drives a little bit, gets around a little bit. 94 years old.
Wow.
Beautiful lady, too, by the way.
I'm sure.
So I called her yesterday and, you know, wish her happy birthday. And she said, I want to tell you, I really loved your photo album of your wedding. The pictures are beautiful. And she went through it and said, I love this picture right here of me and you and Meredith. And I love this picture of you and me with your family. I love this kind of stuff. So my 94-year-old grandmother says, you know what else I noticed? And what's that? She said, I'm kind of easy on the eye. How about that, man? How about that one?
Hey, Grandma.
And she is. Beautiful lady. I just think it's great that at 94 she realized she's still easy on the eye. Good stuff. Watch, now I get all the texts of people wanting her phone number. Now she's a widow in 94 and hot. So we'll see how that works out.
I'm just not really willing to go down that road.
No. But she's that kind of lady, like in her 80s, like men would hit on her all the time. Wasn't really comfortable with that either.
I'm sure you weren't.
I have some personal advice for you.
Oh, please do share.
You're in a wedding coming up.
Yeah, I am. I'm not happy about it.
All right, here's what you got to look forward to. When's the last time you've been in a wedding?
I've never been in a wedding.
What?
No, this is the first one I've been in.
Oh, buddy.
I know.
All right, let me tell you what you got.
I know what's going to happen.
Let me tell you what you got.
Yeah.
Right now, you have... It's one of the most selfish things you can do to ask somebody to be in your wedding.
I'm so upset about it. I'm spending money I don't have to get to this wedding.
You got
to
go get measured for a tux.
To rent this stuff. Hey, shout out to Charles, our crazy Chuck, that Image Frank, who measured me yesterday. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. He didn't get in your own personal business, though, did he?
No, he was very professional.
Good, good. He had a couple times.
If he did, he used a sleight of hand to trick me about
it. Right. Divert your attention away from over here.
Exactly.
No. So you know, bottom line is, hey, it's inconvenient that you got to go get measured for a tux.
It is.
Tux is going to run you way too much.
$200 for a tux rental. I hope I get some of that back.
What are y'all wearing? Gloves and a cane and a tux?
I don't know what we're wearing. I have no idea. I haven't even seen it.
Did you get fitted for gloves?
No, I didn't get fitted for
tails?
Gloves.
Tails?
No.
Anything look more stupid than a freaking tuxedo?
No, I don't know.
Nothing looks more stupid than that. So you got that, right?
Yep.
So you got to pay for it, right? You got to fly up.
Yeah, I just bought my flight 10 minutes ago.
And you have to, that's going to cost you money. You got to take some time off work. That's going to cost you money, right?
It is.
You got to buy them a gift. That costs money.
My gift is me showing up and being in this wedding.
Hey, you got to make some sort of toast. That ain't good.
Mm-hmm.
Texter said you could buy a tux at Belk's for $150, but it won't match the other tuxes.
It won't match the other tuxes, Texter. You know, I thought about this.
So you can't do that. It's selfish to do that. By the way, my buddy says, "Come see him. He'll charge you his cost, and he sells these things."
Ugh.
But it won't be. It won't match. So you got that. All right, but here's what I'm telling you. Here's the worst part. Is she a bridezilla?
She's good for him.
Do they? Is she listening right now?
I don't think so.
Okay. Either her or the mom or the dad, or more than likely, the wedding planner,
yeah,
is going to be overbearing.
I don't do well with overbearing.
Oh, buddy, let me tell you something. Like, it's not hard, okay? You walk down the aisle. Like, you got to go to this rehearsal dinner thing, right? You walk down the aisle and you stand there and you look stupid. Bend your knees so you don't pass out thing. 9 times out of 10, this wedding planner person is going to be like this dominatrix woman that's going to tell you, okay, boys, stop cutting up back there. Like, you probably have a little toddy beforehand or whatever, and like, you might a little, but she's going to be way too serious.
I'm flying in where I'm going to get there just for the actual rehearsal part.
Right.
So, like, I fly into New Jersey at, like, 3:50.
Right. You've never dealt with this overbearing wedding planner person?
No.
Okay. You're going to get there late.
Yeah, I'm going to be late.
You're going to
be on her bad
list.
Side. Yeah, of course.
Right.
I am.
Right. You're automatically going to be the one guy that she's going to say, oh, no, we got to look out for this guy.
Here's the wild card.
And she's going to take it way too serious. Like, okay, I get it. Well, you walk down the aisle, bride or groom, I got it.
Right.
And it's not hard.
I walk down, I go to the right.
Right, that's it. And
that's
you stand there and you look stupid.
And I look stupid. And then we take a bunch of pictures before the ceremony.
Right.
Bunch of pictures after the ceremony.
Right.
Bunch of pictures before the rehearse or for the reception.
Right.
And then some probably after the reception.
You already got it.
I know what I'm doing.
She'll go up. You have to do it 37 times
in
the rehearsal. And everybody knows who's next, who's next. And you know what? By the time you get there, you won't remember any of this stuff.
I'm not happy about this.
It's selfish to ask somebody to be in your wedding. It is so selfish.
Hey, man, you want to be in my wedding one
day? No.
Come on.
No, don't ask me to be in your wedding.
It's on a Saturday in September.
I will tell you this.
Yeah.
I've been in my last wedding.
Yours?
Yes.
You would tell me no.
I would turn you down to be
no, you wouldn't. Meredith would run you out of that house before you said no.
Am I your best man?
No.
I'm not the B team then. I'm not the JV. That's it.
I'm not even the best man in this wedding.
That's it. I'm either the best man or... No, I'm not in anymore. I'm retired from being in a wedding.
Is
That's it
too late to back out of this wedding?
Hey, I'll be honest with you. I might be retired from even going to anybody's wedding.
Oh, you're not even going to the audience.
No, I'm not going anymore.
Dang. Just send a gift?
My wife says $20 in a card. That's it. We had a good friend of ours graduating.
$20
in a card. That's it, man. That's what we do. That's
for
our
a wedding?
Man. Wedding, waffle maker. That's it. I got like 3 waffle makers at the house. That's it, man. Now, I'll go in your registry, and I'll whatever you want, we'll get to like the middle of the road gift, probably upper end. Like you got gifts that are like $20 to $200. We'll probably do like the $80 deal in there, you know?
Yeah.
Right in there. That's it.
Waffle maker. You're right there.
Yeah.
They'll use it. You know, 6-7 times a year, you'll be good to go.
Texter said, I'm not sure Mickey used dominatrix correctly. Yeah, I did. The woman with the whips. If you step out of line, I know what Texter's saying there.
I'm nervous about this now.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Nah, that's okay. Just tell the lady, look, take a chill pill. Hey, work that one in, Zach. When she yells at you,
that's
the wedding planner,
yeah,
to go, hey lady, why don't you take a chill pill? See how that works out.
I'm already going to be late going to the rehearsal dinner. She is not going to be pleased with me.
You're going to be on the list, dude.
I'm going to hope someone picks up my tux from the place that I had to rent it from.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's going to be fun. Can't wait.
Buddy says, was it my buddy? I'm going to text that. Was it my buddy's wedding? Wrote help me on the bottom of his shoes. Bride's mom chewed us out for an hour at the reception. People take themselves way too serious, man. Especially the wedding planner lady. Just have fun with it, you know?
I've been to a handful of weddings.
Yeah, just have fun with it.
Weddings are fun when people dance. and when people partake.
Fundamentally don't understand these dry weddings in the South. I don't get it. What do people do? They just sit there and talk to each other?
No, that's when you take your flask in.
Yeah, I guess so. You have to.
Yeah. You sneak out the back, Jack.
Holy
Make a new plan, Stan.
I don't understand it.
Clemson got a football commitment.
They did.
Yes.
Little Maryland guy.
Yes, not a little Maryland guy, a big Maryland guy.
A big old boy.
This was a very good pickup for Clemson, according to Paul Strelo of TigerIllustrated.com. Taekwon Johnson, or Taekwon Johnson, 6'2", 290, a three-star by Rivals.com. A guy that went to two different schools, or three different schools, I think, so far. Offers from Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Kentucky, North Carolina, Penn State, Texas A&M, Virginia, among others, Temple and Maryland, some of those. Pretty good, though. You get, and again, now sometimes you get placeholder offers in there. But Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, Penn State, pretty good. I think they liked the kid, and they felt pretty good about it. And at a position of need, defensive tackle, it looks like. Taekwon Johnson, nice pickup. Todd Bates and Mike Reed helped recruit him. Boy, Todd Bates has turned into a huge recruiting asset for Clemson. He is he's something else now. He's done a tremendous job in his recruiting deal there. That is the 12th commitment for Clemson football. And you know what I haven't done, Mr. Orr 24, Donto, Jack Lynn? I haven't really shown up for a wedding, won't go to weddings anymore. Also have not checked out the Rivals.com team rankings now since this commitment. Let's see what this does for Clemson now. The Tigers are currently 6th. In the Rivals.com recruiting rankings right now. Oklahoma 1, Alabama 2, Florida State 3, Georgia 4, Miami 5, and Clemson 6. Hey, you remember this I told you about look out for teams? I told you Texas A&M look out for, Texas look out for. Obviously, Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, Oklahoma. Look out for Florida State. Looks like Willie Taggart has done a good job in recruiting so far, very early in his days down there. Miami as well. Miami gets a lot of early commitments, then they get a lot of decommitments. I saw where Miami's had over 50 decommitments in the last few years. So we'll see what comes out of all that. But Tigers up now to 6th in recruiting rankings. This is going to be one of the top-ranked classes in that Clemson's just got a lot of scholarships. At 12, Zach Orr, they're not even halfway done yet. Normally, like 12, like, oh, that's it. That's the class. Last couple of classes got like, well, you're going to have like 15, so... The Tigers now doing a pretty good job there. Hey, before we get to the final break of the segment, watch any Golden State in Houston last night? Speaking of Paul Strelo?
Not a single second. Did you?
No. But I did get up early this morning and watch a little of the highlights. And Kevin Durant goes off.
I mean, I watched the highlights, but yeah. I didn't watch the game.
Golden State up 1-0 and now gets home court advantage. What you make of Las Vegas' 3-1 win over Winnipeg last night, now igniting the series at 1?
It's good for hockey fans everywhere. That's going to be a great series. So you got to be excited that it's going to be competitive at least going forward.
Yep. And what do you make of the Tampa Bay and Caps now? Caps up 2-0.
Right. 2-0 over Tampa Bay.
Look out, man. Caps might be breaking out. Caps might be Villanova this year. Everybody says can't do anything in postseason. Yeah, they might win it all.
Tampa Bay looks tentative. They look completely different from the first two rounds.
Why so?
I don't know. I do not know. Hmm. But I guess because they rolled through the first two rounds, essentially. They only lost two games in the first two rounds.
I'm going to leave you with this, too, in this segment. Braves won last night. Braves now a game and a half up over Philadelphia. The Braves at 625 winning percentage. The Braves have the best record in the National League. The Braves have the third best record in baseball right now. You know who they trail?
The Boston Red Sox.
Yep.
And the Bronx Bombers.
That's right. The New York Yankees are the only team in baseball.
It's the first place New York Yankees.
Right. I'm sorry. The first place New York Yankees, the only team in baseball with a 700 winning percentage so far. Yankees off last night, moved ahead of Boston because Boston lost last night. So the Yankees a half game lead. First place New York Yankees. Good stuff there. 700 percentage for the Yankees, 683 for the Red Sox. The Braves, 625. Matter of fact, here's what's crazy about baseball. The only other teams with 600 winning percentage, Angels at 610 and Astros at 605. And really the only team with, well, you got some losing teams out there. So really, I always like this, you don't have a lot of big-time losers or big-time winners in baseball. Everybody's kind of bunched up. In this case, we used to say over 600 and below 400. In this case, it's too early to make that case. But the Yankees only 700 squad right now. Numbers matter. They matter at University Colleges, universitycolleges.com. Get in touch with them. 784-3400, 784-3400. Dog Park, coffee bar, resort-style pool, all the amenities you're looking for, ceiling fans and everything. I mean, the little stuff you got to have now. You know, you can't have like a normal like college dorm room anymore. You got to have widescreen TVs in every single living room. You got to have like 2.5 bathrooms. We have a half bathroom where I live.
We used to go to down the hall to call home.
Right.
We have phones in the bedroom.
I had to stand in line and ask Sarah to call people up for us. Ingalls Crossing, University College, universitycollege.com. We didn't have resort-style pools, I can tell you that. Dog parks, grilling areas, coffee bars. We didn't have any of this kind of stuff. They've got it at Ingalls Crossing, University College. That number that matters, the rent, is the best in this industry, in this marketplace, and in this category. And you're going to love all the amenities there. 784-3400, those numbers matter. Numbers matter with those winning percentages in baseball. Short break, we'll come back. Final segment of the show when we come back after this.
Love driving again and enjoy no payments for up to 90 days at State Credit Union. And with rates as low as 1.99% APR on new cars, now is the perfect time to buy. Plus, applying for your new car loan is fast and easy. Call, click, or stop by any of the 20 statewide branches of State Credit Union today. Learn more online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. State Credit Union, taking members where they want to go.
Certain terms and conditions apply. Rates, conditions, and programs are subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd with a new way to experience the Clemson family like never before. Lakeside Lodge Clemson is a condo resort opening fall 2019 right on Lake Hartwell, just across the lake from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a property on the lake with the amenities of a hotel such as housekeeping, great food, and more. Find out why I'm all in for Lakeside Lodge Clemson at lakesidelodgeclemson.com. That's lakesidelodgeclemson.com.
Everybody knows the story. You can't sleep on a bed that's too hard. You can't sleep on a bed that's too soft. But you can sleep on a bed that's just right. Engineered sleep might not have been around when Goldilocks was written, but they know that a bed that's just right is made just for you. It's not just a fairy tale. They actually build a mattress based on your sleep habits and patterns so that you can get that Goldilocks kind of sleep. And if after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process and learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there's no middleman. Factory to you. And you can score a significant discount by picking your mattress up instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
I'm Eddie Bennett. We're blessed with a strong economy. The upstate is growing with companies expanding, relocating, and adding employees. If you're turning dirt on a new project or an expansion, chances are you need equipment to help get the job done. With locations in Greenville and Spartanburg, as well as our newest location in Seneca, Bennett Equipment and Supply is your Takeuchi source. And we rent and sell all sorts of tools to get the job done. Remember, when you need to rent it from Bennett.
Washington has come to its senses by reducing our tax burden. Now we can take advantage to reinvest in ourselves and our businesses to continue our economic growth. I'm George Jeffries with Metal Building Supply Company. It's a great time to start that business dream of yours or perhaps expand or refurbish your existing facilities. Come see us or call us at 864-295-0506. Talk with me or Kevin Brown about how we can help you. And God bless America.
Vehicle repairs can be a painful experience, from shops that overcharge to mechanics who don't know what they're doing. My Garage by Essex, with over 100 years of combined experience, is that vehicle repair shop you've always wanted. Specializing in computer diagnostics and engine repairs with a strong focus on preventative and scheduled maintenance, suspensions, brakes, heating and cooling. Call or stop by My Garage by Essex on Highway 93 in Clemson, 633-5800.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a Bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more, plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, Silver, Gold, and Platinum members automatically get Bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards Program. Sign up in-store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
So, who did you wake up with? It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
On WCCP.
105.5 The Roar.
Mr. Or24, can you tell people about Urban Nirvana and your experience? You know, I've never been, but I know I'm a hero in my home, but you have actually been.
Like, Urban Nirvana.
It's like
Urban
a
Nirvana.
Classy place.
Yeah,
like,
urbannirvana.com.
Nice.
Gotta do it. Yeah. If you are in trouble or you want to just be a good person, a good significant other, by all means, please get a gift card or a certificate or just go up there with your significant other to Urban Nirvana, and urbannirvana.com. You can find them online. Gift card tab. It's really easy to use. You click it, fill out some information, put your payment information in, and bada bing, bada boom, you're sending an email to that special person in your life for them to go enjoy an afternoon or evening of pampering and something that they definitely deserve. So I would highly recommend it. Go up there. They have locations in Greenville, Columbia, and
Charleston.
Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I like today's show. That was fun. On today's show, we talked about the gambling stuff.
We did.
I told you the odds of losing and winning and why you don't lose.
You did.
How about that stat? Remember this one, Zach. And I'll get the exact numbers for you. If you had $100,000 and you're on a roulette table and you bet $1,000 a roll, a spin, just on red or black.
Well, there's your first problem right there.
Right. That there's a 98% chance you get to zero before you get to 200,000.
Dang.
Isn't that all you need to know about gambling?
Dang.
Isn't that all you need to know? So we talked about that. Talked about the Braves winning. Talked about the NCAA golf stuff. Go to golfstat.com. Follow Clemson and South Carolina on golfstat.com. They're in College Station, Texas.
Good little town.
Talked about the Dabo Swinney stuff with Woody McCorvey.
What's the temperature out there today?
In Bryant Station, Texas.
College Station?
Yeah, College Station or Bryan, Texas, maybe. It's hot, man. I went to College Station one time. You've been one time. Hot.
It's only 70 right now. It's supposed to get up to 92 today, though.
Ain't bad. You know what? If you told me every day in College Station, Texas, 92, I'd take it.
I don't know how you guys love 90-degree weather.
I love 90-degree weather, but boy, that was hotter than any place, hotter than any place I've been. We talked about a little bit about Golden State, a little bit about Las Vegas and the NHL and NBA winners from last night, and a little bit about Clemson's commitment, a little bit about the NCAA polls. Clemson, by the way, baseball polls, 9th Baseball America, 8th D1, 4th Collegiate Baseball, 7th Coaches Poll, 5th in Perfect Game. How many more baseball polls do we need? Can I get like 12, 13, 14 more baseball polls? Rasmussen, get a little baseball poll in here? Can I get a little CNN poll in here? Little UPI poll, maybe a little. Who's the gentleman that did the all the computer football polls? That was an idiot. You know what I'm talking about.
Isn't that Quark's guy?
Oh, no. Quark does, what's that cat's name? Quark always throws that one out. This is a supportive call, so what's that guy's name?
I can't remember his name.
Anyway, somebody will text it then. And then Clemson baseball tonight, Kennesaw State, before heading up, catching a plane. I like how they scheduled that. Before catching a plane to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh just doesn't feel like an ACC game, though, huh? Doesn't Pittsburgh kind of feel like, I don't know, we're going to play a Big Ten school this weekend?
Ken Pom.
Nothing better than when Quark throws out, like, Quark's favorite basketball team has lost 12 in a row. But A, the officials stink, and B, their defensive rating on Ken Pom, their perimeter defense rating on Ken Pom's gone up. I love that. Ken Pom. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get in touch with him, Brad Hughes at Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend, Brad Hughes, and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto, I'm going to forgive the country of Canada. I knew we'd talk some immigration at some point in time or some immigration laws up there. Hey, look, man, the catcher for the A's messed up. A, he lied about not being served the meal.
He messed
B,
up.
He pulled a gun on a pizza delivery girl. And in this case, hadn't been coming yet. Why are the A's, why hadn't they cut this guy yet? There's plenty of backup catchers out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why have we not cut this guy yet? Didn't stand for the national anthem. This guy's an idiot, by the way. Now, I'm all for doing it, but like, after strike one, strike two, strike three, you know, I'll hear your reasons why you aren't standing for the national anthem. I don't really know about making up lies about why you're not served at a restaurant. You kind of call attention to yourself, but then you pull a gun on a pizza delivery girl. I'm not really in at that point in time. So, you know what, Canada, good on you, man. You know what he's singing right now?
What's that?
No, Canada. I can't come in your land.
That's bad.
No Canada. I'm going to Nashville instead. No Canada. I cannot play. Now, get rid of the guy. Oakland A's. It's time for you to wise up. Get rid of all that. Hey, buddy, we finished things up as we always do.
That's your intro.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, I have a 2-minute drill that I think you're going to enjoy today because this is something that you brought to my attention originally, and I'm going to bring it back around to your attention.
Right.
The Orlando Magic are trying to win the NBA draft lottery tonight, actually, Tuesday night. And they will be having a little lucky charm with them. The owner, the co-founder, Pat Williams, will have in his possession at the draft lottery a little penny doll.
Yes! Yes! Hey, Tyra, you left your toothbrush at my house. The little penny, classic.
And that will be with him. And if they win it, I'm sure it'll be with them all season long.
I will tell you this much, friend.
Yeah.
Anthony Penny Hardaway needs to put Little Penny on the bench with him at every single game. And I'll tell you this. I told you, I'm done with Captain Choice Golf, right? I'm never playing Captain Choice Golf tournaments again. Except for two things. One, if Augusta National has a Captain's Choice tournament, I would go play there in a Captain's Choice. And two, in case the Little Penny Classic ever got to Captain's Choice. That's where Jordan, he gets me off the tees by getting back on the greens.
Oh, there you go.
There's nothing better than, you know, I follow this guy, Club Pro guy, and his Mexican Mini Tour stuff. I'd play on Mexican Mini Tour Captain's Choice. I'd play Augusta National Captain's Choice. And also the Little Penny Classic, Captain's Choice. Good stuff there. Hey, my 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all your real estate needs, it's EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. EricNewton, EricNewton.com. All time.